Stella Maris Books, LLC presents Low Country Bombshell, written by Susan M. Boyer, performed by Tiffany Morgan. Chapter 1. The dead are not troubled by the passage of time. I know this for a fact because my best girlfriend, Colleen, died when we were 17. She hasn't aged a day in 14 years. I turned 31 last February and commenced researching wrinkle creams. My familiarity with the departed accounts for why, on that steamy Wednesday in late July, I entertained the notion that the blonde on my front porch was the ghost of Marilyn Monroe. The doorbell rang at 10 that morning. Rhett barked his fool head off upstairs where I'd stashed him. My golden retriever was unaccustomed to being on lockdown, but I'm a private investigator by trade and was expecting a new client. Rhett tends to be more friendly than some folks are comfortable with. Out of habit, I peeked through the sidelight by the front door. The woman on the porch was dressed in white capris with a white blouse knotted at her waist. There was no mistaking the platinum blonde hair, calendar girl figure, and beauty mark. Clearly, I hadn't guzzled enough coffee and needed a closer look. I opened the door. Hot, moist air washed into the foyer. "Hi," she said. "Are you Liz Talbot?" Her voice was smoky and breathless. It brought to mind little Bo Peep, if Bo were trying to seduce you. She looked crisp and fresh, in utter defiance of the weather. "Yes," I nodded slowly. "I was expecting Callista McQueen?" "That's me," she said. I tilted my head and looked at her sideways, as if the view might be different from another angle. I could feel my face squinching up in one of those looks Mama has warned me countless times will cause wrinkles. All that money I'd spent on high-dollar cream would be wasted if I wasn't careful. The woman on my porch sighed and fixed me with a double-barreled stare. "I'm not her. I'm not related to her. And I'm not one of those tribute artists either." "Of course. My goodness, I'm so sorry," I said. "The resemblance is just startling, I know." She glanced around the deep porch. Her gaze drifted from the swing to the hammock and settled on the Adirondack chairs.
"Did you want..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?